Looking ahead to this Eagles defense, what's so intimidating about their run defense?
I don't find myself being intimidated. You know, I respect them. You know, they're a very good defense. Teams really don't run the ball against them because they be playing from behind. So, you know, they have really, like, good rushers. They rush up the field, you know, getting their gaps. So I really, you know, respect them.
Terrence Sproles is, you know, was an Eagle in a couple of different places, but I imagine you've been compared to him your whole life.
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know, because our size and quickness, you know. So just if he's at the game, you know, being able to finally meet him in person would be a good thing.
I was going to say, you've never met him before?
Not in person.
Is there? Did you watch film with him at any point? Is there any other – or are you trying to be your own guy?
I'm trying to be my own guy, you know, most of all. But, of course, I watched him, you know. The greatest short guy to ever play the game, really, you know. So just have to look up to him and admire what he does.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
A couple weeks ago, the announcement that you didn't have that many snaps. So then last week, you were on the field quite a bit more. And then everybody's saying you're not on the field for the last 2 minutes. Was there an emphasis this week to make sure that you can get on the field if the last 2 minute drive comes up?
You know, emphasis during the whole season was, you know, me to learn as much as possible so I can be on the field whenever I'm needed, you know. So every week that's been building up, you know, I've been learning more and more so I can be on the field as much as possible.
What, if anything, have the coaches told you still need to do to get on the field for those last 2 minutes?
I feel like it's not really what the coaches have told me. It's about things that I know that I have to work on, you know, as far as, you know, learning different positions, learning multiple plays at different positions so I can be here if I need to be here, be in the backfield if I need to be in the backfield, you know, those kind of things.
Gal was talking about how he's never seen somebody roll coverage to a running back the way that they do with you. How do you not get frustrated by that, that you're getting the special treatment that's weird even on NFL levels?
I would feel frustrated if we weren't doing so good on offense. You know, I feel like as the season's been going on, we've been starting to click. You know, we've been finding out what we're capable of, where I need to be, you know, if I need to be that decoy guy so somebody else can get a touchdown, as long as somebody gets the touchdown, you know. I feel confident in my abilities that at some point in the game I'll get the ball in my hands.
Appreciate it.